The Small Hand, A Ghost Story, by Susan Hill. Read by Cameron Stewart. Chapter 1. It was a little before 9 o'clock. The sun was setting into a bank of smoky, violet cloud, and I had lost my way. I reversed the car in a gateway and drove back half a mile to the fingerpost. I had spent the past 24 hours with a client near the coast, and was returning to London, but it had clearly been foolish to leave the main route and head across country. The road had cut through the downs, pale mounds on either side, and then run into a straight, tree-lined stretch to the crossroads. The fingerpost markings were faded, and there were no recent signs. So that when the right turning came, I almost shot past it, for there was no sign at all here, just a lane and high banks in which the roots of trees were set deep as ancient teeth. But I thought that this would eventually lead me back to the A road. The lane narrowed. The sun was behind me, flaring into the rear view mirror. Then came a sharp bend, the lane turned into a single track, and the view ahead was dark beneath overhanging branches. I slowed. This could not possibly be a way. Was there a house? Could I find someone to put me on the right road? I got out. Opposite me was an old sign, almost greened over. The White House. Below, someone had tacked up a piece of board. It hung loose, but I could just make out the words, "Garden Closed," in roughly painted lettering. Well, a house was a house. There would be people.